This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has signed a series of executive orders aimed at stemming the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's calling it a national emergency that should be treated as one, noting the pandemic's killed more Americans than World War II.
400,000. This is a wartime undertaking.
His actions are aimed at boosting vaccinations and testing, laying the groundwork for reopening schools and businesses, and mandating masks when Americans travel. At the same time, he's trying to manage expectations.
We're going to face setbacks.
Saying it will take months to turn around the mess, and the pandemic will get worse, with deaths perhaps hitting 500,000 next month. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. officials say President Joe Biden is proposing a five-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed the proposed five-year extension.
The president has long been clear that the New START treaty is in the national security interests of the United States.
The New START treaty limits the U.S. and Russia to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads each.
New START is the only remaining treaty constraining Russian nuclear forces and is an anchor of strategic stability between our two countries.
And it's set to expire next month.
This extension makes even more sense when the relationship with Russia is adversarial, as it is at this time.
Russia has said for some time it would welcome an extension, while NATO's Secretary General is calling on the U.S. and Russia to extend the treaty and broaden it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com.